Today we are going to be discussing a few practical concepts in regards to Tchiyas HaMeisim. In other words, we want to know what's the world going to look like when Mashiach comes. One of the main chidushim of Mashiach is Tchiyas HaMeisim, the resurrection of the dead. It's one of the Yud Gimel Ikrei Emuna that the Rambam enumerates at the beginning of Perek Chelek in Masechta Sanhedrin, Pirush HaMishnayis. So let's talk a little bit, some facts about Tchiyas HaMeisim in today and tomorrow's shir. So the first thing, we have to know that there are stages in Tchiyas HaMeisim. What do I mean by stages? There is a Gemara in Yuma, Daf Hei Amud Beis, where the Gemara wants to know about how we are going to be malbish the Kehanim in the time when you have the Beis HaMikdash. How are the Kehanim going to dress, the Levium, etc.? And the Gemara asks, Ketzad malbisham la'osid lavoy. How are the Kehanim going to be wearing their clothes when Mashiach comes? And the Gemara says, you don't have to worry about it. La'osid lavoy nami. You have nothing to worry about, because loss of love when you have binyan beis hamikdash, and you're going to be worrying about how the kehanim will put on their clothes, the levim will put on their clothes. You'll have Moshe, Aaron, and their sons there. They already are experts in kahuna and big day kahuna, and they will let you know how the seder is done. Now, I want you to think about this a second. Because Binyan Beis HaMikdash is way early in the process. We know that even according to Halacha, the Mashiach will be born at Binyan Beis HaMikdash. It's part of the stages of Mashiach Vadai before the great miracles of Mashiach. And yet the Gemara say that right when you have a Beis HaMikdash and you're going to have Avodah, you need to know how the Kehanim Levim are going to do the Avodah, no problem, just go ask the Moshe and Aaron. So we see clearly that there is this concept of Tzadikim coming Miyad, that Tzadikim, the righteous people like Moshe and Aaron, they're going to be their Mamish right away. Now, if you want to go a little deeper, Va'amech Kulam Tzadikim, but on a very, very pashta level, the great Tzadikim, they're going to be there before, right at the beginning of the process of Mashiach's happening. You have a Beis HaMikdash, you're already going to have Moshe and Aaron. Now let's talk a little, and then what's going to happen later. The general consensus, without any drastic change, but the general consensus is that 40 years after Tchiyas HaMeisim, that's when the regular Meisim are going to be coming back. Now the process could happen quicker with, you know, Zochu and miracles, etc. But the standard number that's given is 40 years. Now there's actually, regarding, we said that Tzadikim come back earlier, there's actually a machloikis in regards to the Avos. Of course, other Tzadikim come back earlier. There's a machloikis if the Avos will come back with the tzaddikim earlier or later. Now, seemingly, what should be the machlokes? Seemingly, if you have the avos, they would want to be there as early as possible. But other mefarshim say, no, imagine you have a grandparent's 100-year anniversary party. What's more gishmak? You put them in a room by themselves and all the 8 o'clock come in one at a time? Or do you put all the 8 o'clock in the room one at a time? You know, fill up the room, and then you bring in the grandparents. They see the beautiful, I guess if some of you weren't there, but no, if the beautiful nachas that happens when they come into a room and the kinder and the einaklach are all sitting there, how wonderful it is. But the nekudah is very, very pashut. So it's not pshat that the avos should come back later as a chisorin. The avos would come back later as a maila. What's the maila that they should see all their einaklach, all the yidin? They're walking into a full hall. How wonderful and geshmak it might be. So that's the two opinions. Will the avos be with the tzaddikim earlier, or will the avos be later on? The meisim coming back, how is it going to work? So there is a famous Gemara in Ksuves Daf Kufyud Bey Kufyud Aleph Omid Aleph, where they have an opinion that the opinion brings down. Omer Rabbi Lozar says, Mesim shebechutz laretz einam chayim, that the mesim in chutz laretz will not have tchias mesim. And Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal argues with him, and he says, of course there's going to be tchias mesim for those in chutz laretz. And the Gemara asks, what does it mean that there's not going to be tchias mesim for those in chutz laretz? What happened to the tzaddikim that they were buried in chutz laretz? Like the Gemara asks, Rabbi Lozar, tzaddikim shebechutz laretz einam chayim. The tzaddikim in chutz laretz are not going to live. What? They're great tzaddikim. And the Gemara brings down al yidei gilgul, that they're going to roll to Eretz Yisrael. The dead bodies are going to have to go through rolling process, and then they're going to come to Eretz Yisrael. Then they're going to be considered meisei Eretz Yisrael, and then they're going to be chayim. But the Gemara asks, wait a minute, isn't it a big tsar to be rolling to Eretz Yisrael? And the Gemara says, for the tzaddikim, there are going to be mechilois. Mechilois means tunnels, which the simple pshat is that the tzaddikim are going to get life in their place, in their kever. They're going to walk underground, so to speak, to Eretz Yisrael. They're not going to have to roll, and then they're going to come out in Eretz Yisrael. Which a lot of Mefarshim, the Rebbe brings us down, learns out from here, that even according to Rebbe Lozar, the regular Mesim are going to have to roll to Eretz Yisrael, and the Tzaddikim from Chutz Loretz are going to, so to speak, walk from Eretz Yisrael. Now, Gemara asks a question, if Tzaddikim are going to be coming back without Tsar, with Mechilois, why was Yaakov so insistent to be buried in Eretz Yisrael? If you hold Kipshutai that people buried outside Eretz Yisrael will not have Tchias HaMesim, we understand why Yaakov Avinu would want to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. But if Tzaddikim will come back without Tsar, so then what's the Chisorin of being buried in Chutz Laretz? And the Gemara says, Shema Lo Yiskele Mechilois. Yaakov was such an onav that he thought maybe he's not going to be Zoicha to the Mechilois, and he's going to have to go through the Gilgul, the rolling, and he didn't want to do that. Now, how are they going to come out? So the Gemara says that the Mesim of, by Tchias HaMesim, are going to come out Bilvu Shehen, with their clothes that they have. Now, the simple taich is Bilvu Shehen Shenikveru, that they're going to come out with their Tachrichim, with their shrouds that they were buried. However, Toisvis in Ksuvis Kufyud Aleph Amud Beis, he brings down a Gemara Yerushalmi. And the Gemara Yerushalmi says that before Rebbe passed away, Rebbe was the Nosi Ador, he told his sons, Miatu b'tachrichim. Don't worry about the tachrichim so much. You could just do beer, minimum. Shasidin tzaddikim sheyamdu bilvusheyen. Because anyways, tzaddikim are going to get up with their clothes. So the question is, what does that mean? Why should you have less tachrichim? If you're going to get up with your tachrichim, why should you have less? Minimum. So Tosfos says, from that Gemara, it seems clear that the tzaddikim are going to be wearing the clothes, they're going to come up with the clothes that they would always be wearing b'chayehem. Let's say a tzaddik would always wear a sertuk, whatever. He had a special bekisha, sertuk, that he would wear every single day. So even though the tzaddik is buried in tachrichim, shrouds, white shrouds, nevertheless, when tchias ha-mesim happens, the tzaddikim are not going to come back with tachrichim. The tzaddikim are going to come back with their physical clothes. It's interesting that according to many mefarshim, they're going to have to make a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem mechaye ha-mesim. This is based on a Gemara Sanhedrin of Tzadik Beis, where the Gemara tells us about certain mesim that the Navi brought back to life, and they sang Shira to the Eibishter, and they said, Baruch Mechaya Mesim. And according to other Mepharshim as well, not just will they say Baruch Mechaya Mesim, but it says if you don't see your friend in 12 years, 12 months, you say also, Inyin Abrocha Baruch Mechaya Mesim. Well, we didn't see these people for a long time, and they're actually Mesim. So not only will the Mesim thank the Eibishter for the Nes of Tchias HaMesim, but those which witnessed Tchias HaMesim will say the Bracha as well. It's interesting that everyone knows that when Mashiach comes, the Mesim will be cured from any illness that they had when they passed away. Most Mesim pass away, there's an illness associated with it. But what's fascinating is that according to most of the Mepharshim, they're going to have Tchias HaMesim with their physical illness. That's the person who's missing a foot. Come up missing a foot. So that everyone will know that this is him. If he came up with 2 feet, people say maybe it's his twin brother. Who knows? It's not really him. Everyone will recognize the person. And only after it's clear that this is the person that had come back, the Eibishter will make a nest. It says the Eibishter will take out the sun from its ozone layer. Now everyone's very into now the ozone layer, making sure the green, energy and all this amazing stuff, solar energy. With the great solar energy, the Eibishter is going to cure all the people from any illness that they had. So these are all some practical pratim that are going to take place in Tchias HaMesim, and we're going to be talking a little bit more about that in the next year as well.